Mini episode 531 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by the Pullins Group, delivering public affairs, consulting, and marketing services for small businesses trying to grow. Follow them on the web at PullinsGroup.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the FDH Lounge. Rick Morris and Kyle Ross, your favorite FDH Lounge dignitaries who talk football with you. And we are breaking down the NFL 2014 and 2015 seasons. Look back, look ahead, division by division. In this part here, we are doing the AFC West. And again, a division where, I have to break kayfabe here on this. As we sit here and we do this, we don't yet know the status officially of Peyton Manning for next season, whether he walks or not. And I realize quite fully that this is probably going to be getting released after the decision has been made. So it's going to be a little bit dated in that one regard, and there's nothing we can do about this. So we're going to be sort of hedging with Denver on if he's there, if he's not there. I'm going to go out on what I think is not a very big limb and say I think that he's not coming back because I think – well, here's the thing.
What do you know?
Well, I'm looking at what was done there with John Elway, and I think that for whatever reason, John Elway made the decision to move on. Because blowing it all up with John Fox, bringing in Gary Kubiak.
An uninspired hire.
Really, yeah. Yeah, I
think that, like, he got Houston to a level.
Yeah.
Like, he's, do you know who Gary Kubiak is? He's the Andy Dalton of head coaches.
Well, and you know what? There's a comfort level with Elway and with him. He is, and I'll say this as a guy who endorsed the hire when it was first made. You know what that is? It's like he is Mike Holmgren's Pat Shurmur. It's a comfort hire. That's what that is. And comfort hires don't tend to go well.
Agreed.
And, again, one way or another, I mean, you won't see a scenario because this isn't the NBA of where you need to get to rock bottom like the Lakers or the Knicks, get lucky, get that guy, and then get back to the top. In the NFL, you know, you can sort of like take a knee for a year or two, still be plus or minus 8-8, and then kind of make a run again. I think that's what Elway's looking for. Elway's not looking to blow it all up, but there's a lot of significant free agents there, not least of which Demaryius Thomas, who I think they will break the bank to keep. But one way or another, again, the Denver team in 2014, although they were much better defensively from having guys healthy, from having DeMarcus Ware there, the moves that they made, they were still not the equal of what they were in 2013. One way or another, they won't be the equal of what they were in 2014 even, I'm saying. And I'm saying they won't win the division. If I'm wrong and Manning comes back, I'll pick them to win a wild card. But we're in the midst of what will be. I don't think it's going to be a deep trough for Denver. But I think it's going to be a trough nonetheless because, again, we're looking at the Brock Osweiler era. If Peyton Manning walks, and that is what we're looking at, by the way, there's no question of, you know, going and getting, like, you know, first of all, there are no other Peyton Mannings out there in free agency as there were the last time around. That was a once in a lifetime deal with Elway to bring him in,
and a brilliant move because they needed to do something to shut all the Tebow people up.
That did, boy. I didn't think anything ever could, and that did. But there's no rabbit to pull out of the hat this time around. So you're looking at a Denver team that I think will be still pretty good. And, again, I think a little
bit
higher.
This is presuming that Manning's back or regardless? What's Denver's floor if Manning doesn't come back?
Well, we talk about in this league how paramount the quarterbacking is more so than any other position in any other league. And we never saw it any better than we did in the 2013 season, Green Bay, with and without Aaron Rodgers, what they looked like. Worst case scenario, if Denver's in there, if Osweiler's not the guy, and look, I don't necessarily think that he is. I'm not ready to assume that he can't be a winning quarterback based on what we've seen. Jason Jones, FDH senior editor, was pretty high on him coming out of college, and there's nothing he's seen of him up close in Denver that's disabused of him of that knowledge. Worst case scenario, if Osweiler is a dumpster fire, 4 wins. Okay. I think it's likely.
That's pretty low. I was going to say 6.
I look at Green Bay without Aaron Rodgers.
They're a pretty talented team, though. Denver's got a lot of talent. I mean, how much is retained of is a different story.
Yeah, but Green Bay had a lot of talent as well on that team.
I don't think as
there.
Much as this team does.
Not as much, no. But, I mean, wouldn't Green Bay have extrapolated over the course of a full season to about a 4-win team without Aaron Rodgers based on how they played? So
yeah, they were real bad.
I'm giving them about the same kind of thing here. I'll pick them probably for 7 wins without Manning just because that's sort of a middle zone. But, you know, if Manning's there, I'll say 9 or 10 wins. But a wild card, there's actually a team I like better regardless with or without Peyton Manning.
I said 12-4 for Denver before the year. That's where they finished. I don't think they're going to be 12-4 next year. They were 4-1 in one score games. They were 6-0 against the division. Even if Manning comes back, there were not good signs down the stretch
with
his arm. He could not take advantage of what I thought was a suspect Colts secondary.
Yes.
I thought the game plan sucked going into that game. And
I'm sorry, it wasn't all the legs. I know how much he relies on his legs. Yeah. You can't put it all on that.
No, and the thing, I mean, there's a lot of talent. I mean, and you and I were kind of debating, I know, in those final regular season weeks, all right, Denver's doing all this running now. What is this about? I know Manning's claiming he was hurt, too. So with or without Manning, this team will not be as good next year.
No.
Now, I, because of that very tenuous status, I'm not going on the record with this is the one I'm putting an asterisk.
Don't blame you.
In August, I'll go on the record when we know and we reconvene for this stuff. I'll make a pick for the division. Now,
okay. You
have, let's just say it now, Oakland, a team that neither of us liked, that everyone thought kind of was going to be the worst team in the league this year,
right. Actually
wasn't the worst team, but they were 3-13. You know, that's what we said.
I said 2-14. I was close.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I said 3-13.
Okay.
So, okay, there we go. That's right. I have very little. This is a team that does not have a lot of talent, although Derek Carr seems okay. And, you know, I don't know how I feel about the Jack Del
Rio
hire.
Khalil Mack
was a great pick that fell in their lap.
He's amazing.
He's
going to be a huge impact player off the edge.
Still,
I agree.
Like Jacksonville, there's just not a lot of talent here.
No.
So, Oakland, who cares?
Right. The other two teams,
Kansas City and San Diego,
could hold the
key
to the conference, and I don't know that that's overstating it. These next two teams that we're going to talk about are very important to the whole picture next year, I think.
You definitely, I'm going to let you go first, because you definitely like one of them more than the other.
I have regard for both. I have more regard for one. I'm going to say this. And one of the metrics that we've come up with the last 2 years with the FDH Lounge is the metric of, again, the week-by-week power rankings that we do. I take the power rankings at the end of the season, and I look to see, based on that, who had the easiest and toughest schedules. And then from there, an impressiveness of victories matrix that is weighted equally by how many games did you win, plus how impressive were those wins. Last year, tied for fifth at 139 points, San Diego, yet they did not make the playoffs. Kansas City, 137 points in seventh place. Both of them were very impressive teams, very impressive for not making the playoffs. I look for them to be impressive again next year. I look at this, and I think to myself, the difference between them as I see it is I like Phillip Rivers more than Alex Smith. This is not me being an Alex Smith basher.
I think Alex Smith would agree with you on that take.
Well, okay.
I mean, I don't think he thinks he's better than Phillip Rivers. If he does, I think he's foolish.
Oh, I know there are some people that might, because I know there are some people who act like Jim Harbaugh blew it in San Francisco the minute he went to Colin Kaepernick from Alex Smith. That's not exactly
a mainstream take.
Kyle, it's not as marginal a take as you would think. There's a lot of people out there that are too drunk on the cult.
Yeah, there were.
Smith.
I actually was at a party once where somebody was saying that. I was like,
isn't that a classic hipster take? Alex Smith's much better than you think. That kind of is. Because he's not bad. He's certainly not bad.
Do you know what's funny is that I think his comparable is Andy Dalton. who everyone bags on.
Yeah, he probably is.
He's in the replacement level genre.
Right. And I look at it here, and I said
genre
to you,
level.
Yeah. Well, I said to you off air, and you seem kind of startled, because I'm known as a basher of the Dolan family. But again, that I think the Indians could win the American League this year because I think they can crawl through where I see a lot of holes with other teams. And we look at the AFC being at a transitional point here next year. I'm going to say with San Diego, I think they not only win the division, I think they win the AFC. The San Diego Chargers are my AFC champions for next year. They will represent
the
AFC.
And this is our last division, so we got to start talking about that.
Yeah, yeah. San Diego, in the people are questioning in the running game there. Look, you know, maybe they go to a platoon between Matthews and Oliver. I think between those guys,
they might draft someone too.
There.
I've seen some people mock a running back to them in the first round.
Keenan Allen, I think it was a little bit of the sophomore jinx. He'll bounce back. Malcolm Floyd had the best year that nobody talks about.
This team was killed by injuries again last year.
Yes, they were. They upgraded the secondary. They continue to get better defensively. I like what San Diego is doing.
If I had any balls, I would pick both San Diego and Kansas City ahead of Denver right now, regardless of the Manning situation.
I'll do it if Manning's not there.
Well, if Manning's not there, it's a slam dunk. It's easy.
Yes,
but I'm saying, like, I kind of want to do it now, not even knowing.
Dude, that could happen. These are very good teams. I'll say Chargers to win the division, Chiefs to win the
Wild
Card.
Jason Verrett was playing great. We talk about rookie corners that typically struggle. He was not struggling early on. Injuries on the offensive line and the defensive backfield really killed San Diego.
The other thing is here, too, with the Chiefs. I mean, if you're Seattle, then you can get through a season with a wide receiver core like that. If you're Kansas City, not so much.
No, but again, what did we talk about with Baltimore? Baltimore's got the one clearly identifiable position they need to upgrade. Same with Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, because Kansas City's done such a great job of addressing their horrific wide receiver core over the last 5 to 8 years. Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's Baltimore done with
the
secondary?
Even when they had Dwayne Bowe, they never had a legitimate number
two target.
What's Baltimore
done with the secondary? Well, they're going to do it this year.
Baltimore's secondary hasn't sucked that long. Baltimore won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. I mean, you can't even compare that. The Chiefs have continued under different regimes, albeit, to ignore a glaring need at wide receiver.
I don't think they're going to ignore it this year. Do you really think they're – I mean, do you think they're not – I mean, I think everyone – well, first of all, I like their tight end, Travis Kelce. Good player.
He's improving, but
he doesn't scare
anybody.
Good player. Scares me.
Yeah, you know.
All right. San Diego. What do the numbers say? They were 5-2 in one score games. That's kind of lucky.
Okay.
So that's kind of okay. That usually means a downturn, right?
Missed the playoffs despite being better than some teams that made it. Not so lucky. So.
Okay. Well, they also went 0-4 against the Broncos and Chiefs this year. I don't see that happening.
Won't happen again.
So it'll kind of cancel out. It was funny with San Diego. I said this before the year started, and I picked San Diego to go 9-7. They finished 9-7.
Yeah, so did I.
Okay. But I had them in the playoffs, as did you.
Yes.
I said that schedule at the end was going to really hurt. They really, really needed to have a good record the first going into December. And it wasn't quite good enough,
they still played better down the stretch than you thought they would.
Well, they went 2-3.
Yeah.
They finished with the same record. But I remember I was punting on them a little more than you down the stretch. I kind of gave up on them a little bit more. And in the middle of the year, well, let me bring up San Diego.
I cling like grim death to what I think.
Yes,
you're
a strict constructionist.
Yes.
San Diego, I remember they had a couple bad losses in the middle of the year. There was one to Miami that was like the worst game I've ever seen them play with Rivers. So, look, I think San Diego can be better next year. I also think Kansas City can be better next year. They had a bad record in close in one score games. And you talk about the receiver position, and it's a valid point. Do you know what Kansas City also did this year?
What?
Beat both teams that went to the Super Bowl, including shellacked New England early in the year. And granted, New England was a different team when they played Kansas City in week four than the one that won the Super Bowl, but they beat Seattle. Kansas City had some good wins this year.
They did, and I will point this out as well.
Andy Reid typically doesn't miss the playoffs back-to-back years.
He typically hasn't. Let me ask you this, because they've done a nice job.
And they were also better than I said. I thought they were a major regression candidate coming this year. I picked 7-9, and it became pretty obvious early on that they were not going to regress as much as people thought. Finished 9-7.
I said 7-9. Let me ask you this as well, because while on the one hand, I think they've done a nice job, and these days you got to have somebody that can come in there, be a change of pace back, get it done for you. Nile Davis, they've done a nice job of bringing him along to prolong the window of Jamaal Charles. But let me ask you something here, Malcolm Gladwell. Are we nearing that tipping point finally with Jamaal Charles? I love him to death. I'm a huge Jamaal Charles fan. But are we nearing that point where he starts to become a little bit less than what he has been? For a guy who's had some knee injuries
that
he's fought through, that's part of it as well.
Yeah,
2015,
probably.
When he came into the league in 2008, that's one of the things I look at as well here. You know, we've seen most of the best years of Jamaal Charles. He has some left in him. I don't know if it's one, two. It probably is not more than three. But the fact that we're starting to talk about him in those terms once again inhibits me from picking Kansas City for a deep run.
Yeah, I'm not saying that this team has a really high ceiling, Kansas City. I just think that they can improve on their record maybe and make the playoffs.
Right.
Two of the three teams in the West, excluding Oakland, will make the playoffs next year. I just don't know what two they are yet. And I know that's weak, and that's just a real chicken shit call by me. But
okay.
I'm going to wait. I'll make that definitive call in August. I'll wait to see.
I'll give it to Denver over Kansas City if Manning is back for the wild card, which I don't think he will be. So it looks like I'll be saying Kansas City for the wild card and San Diego for the division, if my guess on Manning is correct. I'm going to say San Diego to come out of the AFC again because I think there's an opening there. And if it wasn't San Diego, I think perhaps it might be Baltimore. Again, I'm getting the sense, one way or another, I was getting the sense that the sun was setting on the New England-Denver era. I mean, look, even if Manning comes back, can we agree that this, I'll use a favorite word from your side of the spectrum here when talking about the third world, the hegemony of New England and Denver in the AFC. Would you, the poli-sci profs at OU are giving me big points right now for using that word. Would you agree that the hegemony of these colonial powers, Kyle
Yeah, because we saw the Colts break is, it. We yeah. saw the Colts smash it in the playoffs.
Well, even New England,
I'm not ready to write them off yet.
I'm not
saying they're going to repeat.
Not write
I don't
them
think
off.
They will, but.
Not write them off, but I mean, I think the truth is somewhere in between as far as how they looked in September and how they looked the rest of the way. I believe that, again, they're nearing that point.
They're not
themselves.
I mean, there's no dominant team in this league.
No, but I mean, but again, especially with Brady's age, though, you're saying you can't see the cliff anywhere
at some
in sight.
Point, you're right. At some point, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady will get fat, and they won't want to do it anymore.
It's not 6 or 7 years from now
no,
either.
No, sooner than that.
So. We'll see. That's my pick of San Diego, and again, we'll see how that plays out, and we'll talk about this, and we'll make more detailed picks in the summer. I just like to dabble in making the picks at this point here, and again, that is what I'm thinking for right now and what you're thinking for the AFC West, Kyle Ross, and again, that wraps up our four segments for the AFC.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.